It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Welcome to another beautiful day in the presence of the Lord. Once again, you're welcome to Open Heaven Hour, and today is the 5th of June. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of June, and you're welcome to this blessed episode. If you're able to hear me, that means you've been blessed with another day on the face of the earth, and as a living being, I wanted to just take a moment of your time to just say thank you, Jesus. Aren't you just grateful for a brand new day? This very segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And once again, I want to specially welcome you. If this is your first time of joining us for our devotion, I want to welcome you to the devotion family. You want to wonder why Mary was always sitting at the feet of Jesus to listen to him speak. It was always because of the rhema and the word he carried. And this morning and every other morning like this, we get to hear and we get to take in the word of the Lord. This is our own personal dining with our master. And all we eat and we drink right here is the word of God. Remember that your day is not complete without the dose of the word. And I want to welcome you to this very special episode, because every day here with us is a special episode. Today, we'll be using our Open Heaven Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye. Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Let's go into the word for today. Our topic today says, when God wants to bless you. When God wants to bless you. Our aim for today is in 26, if you're with your Open Heaven devotional manual, there shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Psalms. Psalms 1 to 8. Psalms chapter 1 to chapter 8. And our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 22 verse 2. Genesis chapter 22 verse 2. And it says, and it said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Again, our memory verse is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 22 verse 2, and it says, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. Are you with your Bibles now? A Bible reading will be taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. The Bible says, "Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink." And she was going to get it. He called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus said the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which is spoke by Elijah. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. The Open Heaven today says, in today's Bible reading, Elijah came to the widow of Zarephath, who had only one meal left. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 25 to 26, that there were many widows in the land, but Elijah was only sent to her. This is because God had chosen to bless her with supernatural provisions. Even though God had chosen to bless her, she needed to give something to bring the blessing into manifestation. When Elijah asked for a last meal, she could have said, "You want to take the last meal out of the mouth of a widow and her son? And you call yourself a man of God?" However, she obeyed and brought the meal to Elijah. And from that moment on, lack became a thing of the past in our family. God is the owner of the heaven and the earth. He can get whatever he needs without the help of any human being. He said in Psalm 50, verse 10 to 12, that if he was hungry, he could eat of any cattle on the thousand hills, because they are his. However, as great as he is, he sometimes requests that a man should give him something. When he does this, it is because he has chosen to bless that man. God could have provided for Elijah in any way. He had been feeding him for months using birds. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4 to 8, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4 to 8, When Elijah was hungry, and angels brought food and water. So when the brook dried up, God could have sent angels to feed him. It was not Elijah that needed help. It was the widow of Zarephath. She was the one in serious need. When God decides to meet your need, I pray that you will not resist his will in Jesus' name. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 19, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 19, you will see the story of the great woman of Shunem. She saw the man of God passing by, and God moved her to invite him to eat. Elisha refused, but the Bible says that she constrained him. Something within her said, "Don't let that man of God go until you have blessed him." Elisha ate the meal and kept coming back for more. She kept feeding him and even built an apartment for him. Then one day, God put an end to her barrenness when Elisha prayed for her. God prompted her to do the things she did, and although they cost her money, she got that money. She got what money couldn't buy in return. May you cooperate with God on the day he decides to bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please let me do what I need to do to receive blessings in Jesus' name. Father, please let me do what I need to do to receive my blessings in Jesus' name." Please kindly pray this prayer. I hope we were blessed by this Open Heaven for today, June the 5th, 2024. And we do hope to see you, or we do hope you join us next time. Till you hear my voice again, remain blessed and please stay tuned. Stay glued to the end of the hymn. There shall be showers of blessings.
Confessing, now as on Jesus we call.